The most informative thing that happened to Alvin Kamara this week is a transaction that didn't happen. He is rehabbing a sprained medial collateral ligament in his knee, hurt at a joint practice against the Cowboys in Oxnard, with a reported timeline of about a month per Adam Schefter at ESPN. At Sunday's cutdown, the Saints kept him on the initial 53 rather than placing him on injured reserve. Named among the four backs kept in Grant Sciacere's roster rundown at Saints News Network and in Ross Jackson's tracker at Louisiana Sports and on none of the reserve lists in the team's announcement. The difference is not paperwork. Injured reserve would have locked him out for at least four games, and the roster spot means the team can dress him any week it chooses. Carrying a rehabbing back through the cut to 53 is a club's expectation expressed in roster form. That's the extent of the good news, and we should be precise about its limits. Last week's episode said the thing to watch was whether Kamara made the initial 53 and whether any reporting firmed up his week one status either way. The first half answered yes. The second half got no answer at all. Not a practice report, not a Kellen Moore quote on his participation, nothing in the week that puts him on a field. His availability for the opener against Detroit on September 13th is an open question, and anyone telling you otherwise is guessing. The backfield around him finished sorting. Travis Etienne, Kendre Miller, and Audric Estime are the other three backs on the 53, per Grant Sciacere at Saints News Network. Devin Neal went to season-ending injured reserve, per Ross Jackson. Zamir White was released, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. CJ Donaldson was waived, per the team. And the fantasy market has moved on loudly. Jason Katz at Pro Football Network wrote that the Saints brought in Etienne to handle the bulk of the offensive work, and that Kamara isn't even a handcuff situation that I view as rosterable in most formats. The counterweight those pieces largely skip is the one in the transaction log, the roster spot itself, spent on him at cutdown when injured reserve was the other option. The thread, Schefter's month-long timeline lands past the September 13th opener, and nothing this week confirmed or contradicted it. It stands as last week left it. The last episode called the cutdown decision procedural and telling, the procedure told, and it leaned his way. We'll check back on him as the opener draws in. Data via NFL Verse.